Thank you. I had something very important to tell you tonight, but I forgot it. So, I just have to make up something as I go along. I think that we do have some date or another. I might as well talk about Route 1. Process is your run. Oh, that's the wrong year. Now I want to talk to you about Axiom 10 tonight. You're having a lot of fun with Axiom 10 right now without knowing it. In fact, some people can get so bad off that they cannot conceive of a universe or a design not based on Axiom 10. The production of an effect. Go ahead, try to conceive one. Universe with no Axiom 10. Universe in which you produce no effects, and no effects are produced on you. Interesting universe, isn't it? That doesn't exist. All right, now let's look at this and realize then that most of the actions you take are in the interest of the production of an effect. The production of an effect. Therefore, if you go on producing effects, you will sooner or later regret an effect. And that is an effect you don't want to produce. So that's one less effect. And if you go on downscaling much further, and there are more and more types of effects that you don't want to produce, you get into a brand new mental category known as nuts. Which means then that the effect must be produced on you. You have an interesting example in eating. Eating. The entirety of the first process of straight wire, selected person straight wire, gives us a new straight wire, which is no to mystery straight wire. No to mystery overt straight wire. Naturally. And then you get another straight wire out of it, which is dynamic overt straight wire. If you play this straight wire overt axe against the no to mystery scale and on all the dynamics, just recall a time when you did something to no to mystery scale or the dynamics, you will find something out about Axiom 10. You won't necessarily find it out with selected person straight wire. That is to get the chocks out from in front of your wheels so someone can move you out of the hangar. It has nothing to do with getting the plane off the ground. But a highly educational process is no to mystery overt straight wire. Of course, the least runnable section is probably the easiest to grasp. Recall a time when you did something to knowingness. That's a nice, highly generalized process, isn't it? Well, of course, that'd be a time when you told a lie, a time when you withheld data, and so forth. But this doesn't really show up on Axiom 10 in most cases until you run something in the neighborhood of eating. Recall a time you did something to food, which on the dynamic processes compares with recall a time you did something to the fifth dynamic animals, insects, birds, bees, trees, and cabbage. Now, You find out, then, that all inflow inversions, I mean, this you can get a good subjective reality on if you've got selected person somewhat flat. You can get a very, very good reality on this overt outflow turning into motivator inflow. The funny part of it is that you run, recall a time you did something to food, and the individual will go through all sorts of puzzles and problems about being hungry, and you practically starve the preclear to death sitting right there in the chair. You can even go through a phase of it where his teeth get loose. His teeth will loosen up and tighten up again. I think they tighten up again. But what you do as you run this is you get a UI view of exactly how this thing flips. And you're looking straight at what we call inversion. This is one of the foremost inversions, when a person outflows until he has to have an inflow. That process by itself, run on a case already prepared by selected person overts, general overts, ARC break straight wire, and not is straight wire. And this process then run, recall a time you did something to food, or recall a time you did something to the fifth dynamic, will give you the complete cycle of how you started eating, how you came to begin to eat. Now, eating is not a small problem to you. You say, well, I get a job, I get some money, I buy some food, and I eat. I've got it solved. Oh, yeah, but just now you have a body that breathes and consumes and converts. How do you eat when you haven't got a body? Oh, you don't need food when you haven't got a body. The basic thing that keeps a person to the body line is because, as a thetan, he starves to death. What do you think would happen to you right now if you went 4 or 5 days without food, huh? You start to feel kind of queasy, wouldn't you? You start to get awful hungry, and then you get kind of numb, and then you get awful stupid. Well, you'd do the same thing out of your head. Eating isn't a physical body condition. It's a thetan condition. Because you can cure a body of eating. Been done. And here's a process that does it directly. This is the process that they'll be looking for one of these days when they find out that rations packed with an expeditionary crew to Mars weigh more than their rocket fuel. When they find that out, then they'll want to do something about it. And that is the answer to that particular problem. You'd flatten all these other processes, and you straighten the guy up, you get him in pretty good shape, you run an engram or two. Get him up the line here real good, and then just tackle this one. Just go offline and just tackle this one specific thing of food. Necessary inflow. Overt acts against food. How many of you can face without a qualm killing the food you eat? How many of you can face that? Here's a little chicken. Not doing you any harm. And you take him and wring his neck or cut his head off and body flops around. Of course, you get used to that after a while. But how about a little fawn that walks up to you very trustingly with great big brown eyes? Then you take him and bust his neck and shoot him somehow or another and put him in a stew pot. Well, cannibalism is frowned upon at this time, but it's probably, if it is that thoroughly frowned upon, it's probably because human bodies are good eating. To prove it, you've got one. Now, overts match up on occluded cases and the vanishment of time because in between lives, evidently a thetan eats up his mock-ups. He lives on his experience, which collapses his track. And that's that black mass that you run into when you try to go back past this life. Now, the basic overts that cause the mass to turn black, however, are overts against the sixth, seventh, and fifth dynamics. Fifth, sixth, seventh dynamics, overts. Now, how do you make a dynamic against the sixth? How do you make an overt against the sixth dynamic? How could you possibly do that? Well, how could you make an overt against electricity? Well, that's kind of a little bit above your concept of what an overt is. You don't have overts against electricity, obviously, do you? Well, then how come the light shines on you? What are you depending on light to inflow at you so that you can see if you can't have an overt against electricity and light? Not right? Think of the overts against sound made by Spike Jones. There you probably have deafness. The overts against iron, against other things. There must be overts of some kind or another, because people don't even touch this stuff if they can help it. And when houses fall down, they commonly fall on people. Ever stop to think about that? Person must have done something to a structure called a house before he could be hurt by it. Before anybody can consume anything, he has to have overts against it. That's sort of the tenth axiom picture we're looking at right now. Failed efforts to cause and effect stack up, finally, to inflow, finally, to necessity to have, finally, there you are. Mass, the individual's inside mass, then. And that mass he gets into is a failure. Now, the dramatization of this is that all food is dead. Did you ever stop thinking about that? You sit down in a lovely restaurant, you dine on death. Okay, what you eat, you dine on death, that's for sure. There isn't anything else to dine on but death. And maybe the advertisements of General Mills. But this is the fact of the case. Why is it that you favor reflected light above light source? Well, it's dead light, isn't it, so to speak? It's already come from something and bounced off of it. Person starts moving over into that category, and after a while, about the time they get to be a member of the government or something of this sort, they say, well, all effects are bad. And therefore, they start creating nothing but bad effects. This is an interesting study that we're into here on the 10th axiom. Some of its material could be considered alarming. Some of its material is also economic. We could process enough people to ruin General Foods Corporation. You could. It's well within your reach. Eating. What is this thing called eating? Well, eating comes about by a series of failed overts against the fifth, sixth, and seventh dynamics, which inverted inflow. Now, there are two ways out of this foxhole. It isn't a foxhole. It's a mud slough when you first pick up the PC. And one of them is simply have the individual give you ways and means of creating an effect upon. Just take anything you can think of and have him give you ways and means, have him quote, invent, or lie about, or think about ways to have an effect on, let us say, women, men, animals, and so forth. Well, this is a less positive route, but it's quite effective. It produces some rather spectacular results very fast. You tell somebody that's having a great deal of trouble with the opposite sex to tell you how he could produce an effect upon the opposite sex, what would be a satisfactory effect, or invent an individuality that could produce a satisfactory effect upon the opposite sex. Any one of dozens of ramifications that we've gone through in Scientology. And he starts getting a ghostly feeling that he's maybe been missing the boat. His service facsimile show up. Various inflow phenomena begin to appear. He starts to get pressures where he wouldn't suspect they existed. All kinds of things occur. As long as you exercise him in outflowing. Now, whether it's bad for him or good for him, beside the point. I'm just saying, if you want to show up phenomena, here is one way to do it. Now, the basic rationale of turning inflow to outflow is the basic rationale of processing. And the basic rationale of turning outflow into absolutely necessary inflow, quote unquote, is the dwindling spiral. So you have processing going up into the ability to produce an outflow, and you have the dwindling spiral, the way the universe more or less rigged, going down into the necessity for more and more inflows. I'm reminded of a line in the Rig Veda, quite interesting. It goes along and explains that the times had become very hard. The times had become very difficult. And man had deteriorated to a point where he was beginning to eat. There's evidently some point historically where man wasn't eating, and after which he ate. Well, before that time, he could produce an effect upon the fifth dynamic, and after that time, he couldn't. Now, to give you an idea, we have a country called India, which is given to famine. They have lots of trouble with famine. Every once in a while the rivers run and cave in the banks and overflood the land, and sometimes the rains don't come, and the northwest monsoon fails, and everybody starves to death. That is everybody who isn't anybody. Well, what about this? What about this famine? Has that got anything whatsoever to do with the fact that in India you don't dare step on a cockroach, of which they have a great many? You don't dare push a cow out of your lettuce push cart, who is devouring the lettuce push cart, spokes and all. You don't dare kill a rat. You don't dare touch anything they classify as fifth dynamic, only they overlook vegetable matter. They overlook wheat and things like that. Now, isn't that interesting? But here's this country which has as its primary problem food, which also has as its primary taboo the fifth dynamic. Are there any coordination here? Is there any coordination at all? Yes, there's plenty. You can find those two things sitting side by side with any difficulty in any culture or any PC. Wherever you're having a widespread difficulty, you've got a non-touchable. See, you've got an untouchable object. This fellow has lots of trouble with cars. Well, his untouchable objects include cars. Now, just by having somebody go out here and touch a car, touch the steering wheel, touch a fender, touch a hubcap, touch the motor, touch this, touch that. Go on, touch, 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 touch. Next thing you know, he didn't have any trouble with a car. Get the idea? So trouble is wiped out by exercise or eradication of the penalties of the tenth axiom, production of an effect. All you've got to do is rehabilitate axiom 10, or desensitize it, or wipe it out, or move to a universe where it doesn't exist, and you've got it made. And all you've got to do to cave somebody in is violate it and turn it backwards. And say, the primary purpose of your being in this universe is to get experience. Direct quote from Henry Ford. To get experience. You should be able to tolerate criticism. What is the matter with you that you can't tolerate criticism? Food is good for you. And when you've overindulged, we provide Alka-Seltzer. The cure for any effect is obviously another effect. And that is the byroad maxim, the byword rather, and the maxim of all medical and social approaches in this day and age, is that any effect is only handled by the production of another effect on the same person. Now, if this fellow has a broken leg, what we've got to do is get a medico to come in and re-break his leg. And then set it, and then immobilize it, and then take care of it, you see. And if the patient opens his yeep that far, he's had another pint of ether. See? Anytime somebody looks like he's going to look at something or do something, this current society says to him, oh, no, you don't. We want another effect on you now. You must not outflow. What it says. It says, we know. Because we can produce no effects of any kind. That no effects can be produced. Therefore, if you are saying you can produce an effect, you ought to be slammed into the nearest hoosegow. That's right. That's total medical propaganda through one of their subsidiary companies, the Better Business Bureau. Yes, they say, anybody who says he can produce an effect is obviously no good. It says, beware extravagant claims or any claims at all. We support only those people who say you've got to have more mess in the chest. Now here is a social order. It's a flipped axiom 10. The funny part of it is, half unflipped, in some way, an individual could become antisocial. In other words, he is forced to produce an effect, even though he knows he must not or cannot. You have a criminal attitude then. This is a chop-up situation. But when the individual is rehabilitated in his ability to produce an effect, you do not get an antisocial attitude. So we have reason to believe that antisocial propaganda was mainly aimed in the direction of creating antisocial people. Now, just why the production of criminals was so much to the heart of the Between Lives area, to the Fourth Invader, to any other people who have been going around doing this, we leave totally open. No reason to discuss it, but we do have to recognize this, that their idea, the production of an effect, was the production of a criminal effect, which must then be inhibited. And they tried to solve all criminality by saying no one must ever produce an effect. That's the way they tried to solve it, and they created it by doing so. There is not a criminal alive on earth at this moment who has not been forcefully created a criminal in the Between Lives area, and by the police activities of this particular culture in this particular time. That's quite interesting, isn't it? They've been produced with great care. Now, we cannot trust the sincerity of a society which tells us it's all for the best and it's best of all possible worlds for you to lie down and play dead, and for everybody to lie down and be dead, and for nobody to do any outflowing and nobody to produce any effect, because we know what it'll wind up to be. It'll wind up into criminality, a parasitic society. It'll wind up into something that nobody could live in. That's for sure. Somewhere along this line, a halt has to be called. Well, the only way you call a halt to it is simply to reverse the flow. And you reverse this flow with processing with great ease. There's nothing much to reversing the processing flow. To give you some insight into this, you actually should ask somebody, how could you produce an effect on a woman? Good. Fine. How could you produce an effect on a woman? Good. Fine. Are you sure that would produce an effect on her? Oh, yes, yes. All right. How would you produce an effect on a woman? Fine. Good. And so forth. This guy all of a sudden will get, you know, and if I do this much longer, it'll kill me. If he does it only a little bit longer, maybe it will. But if he does it a lot longer, he's liable to blow clean. There's no guarantee that he'll blow totally clean on this blunt approach. But there is possibility of it. All you've done is rehabilitate his ability to produce an effect and his confidence in doing so. All failed routes of effect production will either stand in a null form or become an inflow. One of the two things. And if they're standing in a null form, they certainly have an opportunity to become an inflow sooner or later. Did you ever see a bad band playing to itself and ignoring everybody else?
Yes.
There you have the next generation's music lovers. Now, this is nothing against music lovers, but this is an enforced must listen to it. See? Nothing wrong with listening to things. There's everything wrong with have to. There's possibly nothing wrong with eating except having to eat. There's nothing wrong with looking at things by reflected light except only being able to look at things that way. You take most people, you say to them, hand me that coat in that dark closet, will you, there? And they will say, where's the light? They will. They'll say, where's the light? I often sort of curl my lip and halfway say, you know, what's the matter with you? You know, what's the matter with you? You mean you need light from someplace else to see? It's kind of goofy, you know, you get to thinking about it. I will admit that such people as do not need light are a liability in a photographic lab. They expose film. But I've even solved that. You can put a safe light around their skull. Now, the production of an effect is the end goal of every process along this straight wire span we're using. Every single process that we're using right this minute has as its end goal the remedy of the inability to produce an effect and the goal of making the preclear able to produce an effect. These are all Axiom 10 processes. This is going at it maybe the hard way. It has a lot of reality to it, though. There's a lot of things that you can do with it. There's a lot of cases that you can scrape off the bottom with it. And our final product is not supposed to break every restaurant there is and break every exchequer and grocery company and fix it up so nobody ever inflows anymore, because that would be very weird. But let's at least fix up people so that they inflow, they enjoy it. Thank you.